black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. We're here with you. I'm Malcolm. This is the Black Dot. Are we good? Okay. Just making sure we're good. So we're here with you guys in the building, in the flesh. Hope everybody had an amazing week. How was your week?
Yes, yes. Black Dot in the building.
You have an apron on.
I have my, fatherhood and chill apron on. Don't you have another camera? Lady, yeah, fatherhood and chill.
It says fatherhood and grill.
Oh, fatherhood and grill. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. I'm still thinking about what me and wife was doing last night.
Get out of here. No.
Yeah, so these are available on the site.
Yeah, a lot of people got those. That's cool.
You know what I'm saying? And so even if you don't, if you're not on the grill, but you a cook, if you know what I mean, you be in the kitchen cooking up that. You know what I'm saying? You could be in the hood if you cook up that stuff, bro.
Show just started.
Yeah, that's true. That's not
the show just started. Message. Like you didn't even
listen. I'm trying to sell aprons. If you either got a grill or you got some baking soda, it's water and cocaine, and you can wear this. You can wear this. Have your ladies wear it with that butt out because they steal. And it's a little pocket here for your tongs,
okay,
or your thongs. Yeah.
Show just started. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, and another quick announcement. Yeah. My little nephew Jordan, mm-hmm. I love him.
Yeah.
I love him with every bone in my body. Uh-huh. I do. But on everything I love, if them Krispy Kremes don't show up tomorrow,
you have to see him.
I'm putting them on the summer green summer jam screen. We're gonna be on the summer jam. I'm gonna take my followers because we got a lot of followers.
Facts.
And we're gonna put them on blast. It's gonna be so hot for him. He ain't gonna be able to walk through his neighborhood. You know what I mean? Listen, we'll talk, man. You know, I'm have an old lady saying, "Is that the little boy who didn't get Black Spot the donuts? Took Black Spot's money." You need to raise your kids better. That's what it is. Make sure Black Dot get those Krispy Kremes and that thing. So, yeah, but other than that, week's been good.
It's a quick week, man.
Quick week. We had a nice little sale. Thank you for your Flash support.
Yes.
And the Flash support was good, so we are
Going to come on. And that was good, too, because now we can get orders out way before Father's Day, so people have these stuff.
But I'm telling you now, Monday is the cutoff.
Monday is probably like the last.
The cutoff for Father's Day.
Yeah.
Because you want to, you know, we want to give us 3-4 days to get it, you know, out there to you. So if you're still on the fence, and you shouldn't be by now with these joints.
You know, this is false advertisement right now because you don't grill.
Son, I'll be doing that other kind of grill. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, let me put my business out there, son. Don't do that, son. There's kids watching, man. You know, they think Black Dot's a good, wholesome, you know, person. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, yeah. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Mm-hmm. Let's get started. Do we have any announcements?
Let's do like a roll call.
Oh, we got to do a roll call. My fault. I saw Cincinnati in the building.
Okay, Connecticut's early. In the building.
Madison, Wisconsin, what's good?
In the building.
Houston, what's good?
In the building. Tennessee, in the building.
What's happening, Charlotte?
Charlotte is in the building.
Cashville, I'm thinking Nashville.
Nashville, what's Cashville, good? What's good? What's I like good? It. I like it. Get that bread.
Cali in the house, what's happening?
Yeah, this is a one-size-fits-all, in case you wanted to know.
Riverside, California, what's happening?
Unless you like a 7X, this would be more like a bib. You could wear it as a bib if you like 600 pounds. This would make a nice bib. Just saying, you got to get creative with your size. You know, you got to make your size work for you. Okay, yeah, we got a lot of people in the building.
Yeah, Massachusetts Baldwin in the house. L.A. tapped in. What's up? Thank you, everybody. Harlem always. What's happening?
Harlem is always in the building.
What's happening?
North Philly.
Vegas. Aliens.
Aliens in the building.
It was good. It was good.
Yes.
Delaware. What's happening? BK. Nerd Talk, that'll be, we're going to film that tomorrow.
Okay, because, yeah, you have to catch up on some
stuff.
Yeah,
I got to, yo, because before Nerd Talk, I didn't have to see these movies when they dropped.
That's true.
Now I got to see them. Yeah, I got
to. And I got to make an apology because I was supposed to do the Hulk Wednesday, but I did not know Mama Dot and Odyssey were going to a Broadway play, doing it up big.
So we throw them under the bus.
I got to throw somebody under the bus.
Facts. Okay.
And so they came in all talking about them. Play was fabulous. I'm like, well, I need to get to my people. They need information.
Right.
Y'all out here partying, having a good time. I got to raise the people.
Right.
And so we will reschedule.
Okay.
You know, a lot of apologies going on. A lot of apologies.
And you know what? You know, all these orders we got to fill, that'll be pushed back even further.
No.
Okay, good.
Oh, Mama Dot said no.
Okay, all right, nice.
Mama Dot ain't having it.
All right, now let's get to the show.
Let's do this.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, guys, if you are from New York, you understand what we went through yesterday. We had an air quality warning that went out the day before. Went out Tuesday, I believe.
Yes. Right?
And yesterday, I got the alert. And Noble's daycare alerted us and said we can't take the kids outside tomorrow because, you know, air quality and stuff like that. But we wasn't bringing Noble in that day anyway. So we was like, ah, whatever. I had to go to the store for something.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Noble was going to, got him dressed, went to the store. We went right back inside. Like, what is happening outside?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It just smelled like fire. It, like, the air was, like, heavy. This is before it turned all yellow outside.
Right. Right.
But it was still just like, yo, what the hell? Like, you know, you get those alerts, you don't believe them.
Yeah, you're like, come on.
Yeah. Like, air quality. Yeah, the air's bad. What you about to do? No, it was really bad outside.
Yeah.
And then I took a nap. I wake up. It's yellow. It looked like how movies make, you know, third world countries look like. That's how I looked.
Yes.
Outside in real life.
Yes.
No filter, no nothing. Like, it just was yellow.
Yes.
And come to find out, this is as a result of some fires from Canada, and the smoke and stuff made its way here, and I was mind blown. But you know, before like the tinfoil hat went on, I'm like, all right, time out. But then some people from like Portland area was saying like, yo, this is what our skies looked like in 2020 after some forest fires in Cali. Like, their skies were red.
I remember that.
I do remember that. I said, oh, okay, but still, like, I feel like there had to be, I'm almost 30, right? There had to be some forest fires in Canada prior to that happening, right?
I've never. I'm 55. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Yeah.
And I've never, like, when you live in certain areas that you become accustomed to that happen, like in California, mm-hmm. certain other places, you're just accustomed to it. Yeah. So, you know, at some point, the air may be bad. I have never in my 50, I've lived in New York my entire life. Mm-hmm. Had to look up and see what looked like the planet Mars all over the place with that smell, that chemical smell in the air in my life. So if this is the first time Canada's had a forest fire that the wind gust blew it southwest and all of this old ish into our area to cover the entire East Coast. This is a new phenomenon.
Yeah.
And anything that's a new phenomenon, I have to raise one eyebrow.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
New phenomenon.
And then, like, I saw, like, the weather map, and it looked like the smoke just went, like, a straight line to New York. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
It skipped everywhere else.
We understand HARP and all of these other programs that they have to move rain, water, and winds in any direction they want. Let's start here. Where's the summer?
Summer's here, yeah.
Dude, give yourself time to think. Don't answer so quick. Dude, it is June.
It's not the 21st yet.
So now you want to get technical. Now you're going to get technical.
Yes.
Okay, I've been living in New York a long time. Right after, in May, you don't need no jackets. You can actually wear a hoodie. As a matter of fact, we got them for sale. If you're in the New York area, you can get one. You can still put a hoodie on and people will look at you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So summer hasn't officially arrived here. There's a hot day, a cold day, a weird day.
Yeah.
Second point, where's the sun? You know what I mean? On a consistent basis in New York City, looking up, getting that D, pause.
Hey, you.
Pause.
Jesus. But go ahead.
You see what I'm saying? So where's that? Third, I'm always asking you, we just covered this on the last show, cover stories. We spoke about there's a cover story
absolutely
for everything.
Yeah.
James Earl Ray, Lee Harvey Oswald, Nation of Islam, you know, killing Malcolm. All of these, when you find out that these are cover stories.
Yes.
As you go through your studies, because a lot of things will be revealed to us now, and more so than ever before, I want you to take time when you uncover the truth, go back to find out what the cover story was, because you'll start seeing something similar.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx, the first cover story, P. Diddy, you know what I'm saying? Threw everybody that way when it could have been something else that they were covering for, which is he's going to jail among the mother.
Allegedly.
Okay, whatever. But you understand my point? And so the cover story is important for those who care about this kind of stuff. So the skies, crazy. You got to put a mask back on.
Oh, just like that.
Just like that. You got to put a mask back on. The fact, when you want to know about the unknown, you study what?
The known.
You study the known. I've never seen a forest fire from Canada affect New York City like this.
Yeah.
I'm only 55. Maybe somebody older has seen it or they can point it out. Yeah, dot, this, that, and that. All right. Now, I do know, and now this is just a little pull your show down piece. What happened to all them chemicals on them trains that was missing just 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
We just ran a story here in New York. I mean, on this show that said toxic chemicals vanished. They don't, and by the thousands.
Like 10 tons or something.
10 tons of toxic chemicals. Where did they go?
Yeah.
Might be connected, might not. But I do know anything up in the air, you know what I'm saying, has the potential to be toxic. The sonic boom we heard that they said was a rogue plane that fighter jets had to come and take it down or something.
When, you know, Chinese spy planes was up in the air
For
hours and days.
For hours and they didn't do nothing. Yeah. What was that?
Yeah.
All right? And I do know lately, if you look up in the sky, which we do not do enough of, there is some strange phenomenon going on in our skies. People are literally seeing two moons, two suns. There's a, and people are filming. Look, what's this and what's that? And so, but we have been sedated so badly that should be enough to make you go, yo, we need to stop the presses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there is something weird. And then what you're seeing, you don't even know if that is the sun. The importance of our sun is the singular most important thing in your life on this planet, the worship of the sun. The problem is our people have taken that literally and they're worshiping the S-O-N and it should be the S-U-N. All right? And so when the sun can't feed you energy, the sun can't open up your chakras,
feed the nutrients,
the vegetation, feed the earth, all of these things, because we spoke about the aluminum particles that they're spraying around to block the sun. I ain't gonna lie, this looked like we was on Mars somewhere or something.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was very crazy, which also adds the fact, I think, simulation. You know what I'm saying? That literally looked like I was in the middle of a movie. Mm. You know what I mean? So what's going on here? I do not have the answers. Could it be something as simple as this is the sun? I mean, this was forest fires. Mm. You know, I got to go do CPR. You need a hug and kiss. Right? Mama died, I think. You need me to come over there? Okay. You all right? Because I'll, you know, for you, I'll go all the way out. Okay. But you understand my point?
Tidy, y'all. Go ahead.
Yeah. But you understand my point? And so there's just a lot going on. We don't look up anymore. That might have been the transition of goddamn Nibiru going by in our region. And there's always a cover story. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you believe the polar opposite of what they tell you, my ancestors told me, my elders, you'll be closer to the truth.
I actually saw some clips. I don't know how true they were. Of drones spreading fire in...
I saw the spraying the fire.
Spraying fire in the forest. Don't know what forest.
I don't know. I don't know if that was in Canada, but they showed these drones starting fire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I definitely did
so,
see that.
So what does that mean? Because remember, this is another thing that's going on. Did you see the laser beam shoot down at that house a couple of weeks ago? I sent you the video.
Oh, yes. That was in like another country.
That was in another country.
Like Brazil or something.
But it was a beam.
Yeah.
Right? So
you
know we have the technology.
Yeah, I did see that.
Because everyone has a camera now. Certain, some of these things are true, but you, in your own, you know what I'm saying, hesitation, was more likely to beat up the truth and believe the lie.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. And they did that purposely. They have conditioned us purposely for that reason.
Yeah.
And so when we see these videos on TikTok or wherever, our skepticism is greater than us pondering the possibilities of what this could be.
Yeah.
And so I saw this and I was a little confused. It's a little bit better out today. Mm-hmm. But perhaps whatever needed to take place took place. It's a great way to mass vaccinate or mass do things to get stuff in people's lungs because the hospitals were filled.
Yeah, if that was the original
respiratory
issue back in 2020, like if this was it outside, like it's only like this outside if you go outside, mm-hmm. then a lot more people would have taken to the program.
Cause
like I can smell this, I can taste that. Like it was crazy outside.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So
and there's always been issues. Every movie is dealing with New York.
Always.
Or California, but usually on one of these coasts, New York is sinking. The tidal waves in New York, the air in New York, you know what I mean? So all of these things are possible. So I'm not going to sit up here and say I am definitive in what I see. But I know what I smell. I know what I see. And at 55 years old, I've experienced something new. But I've never experienced airplanes running into buildings and being so powerful, knocking down buildings that didn't even get hit.
Yeah, that
I've never experienced people have to stay in their house. The whole world was put on punishment, couldn't go out. I've never experienced that. So these are the first for a lot of things that are going. It's the first time I've walked out in New York City and seen that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So this is the first for a lot, which tells me this, you know, something is going on, man. Something big is in the mix.
And I saw some people saying in certain parts of Canada, like, there's still guys going like that.
Somebody looked outside in Canada and said, East Canada, skies are clear.
Yeah.
Crystal clear. So whatever was happening, where it was strategically like placed.
That don't, yeah, that don't make any sense.
One of them little, you know, whirlwinds that they was able. And then it's funny because when they were showing it on like the from the media standpoint, it looked like a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they show you there's a tornado coming or hurricane winds. Yeah. And you go, that look like a regular. So guys, I'm not sure.
Thank you for the super chat. Neo said it's smoky here in Chocolate City too. Okay. That makes sense.
Oh yeah, that definitely makes
sense. I mean, you know, if
so we didn't hear I didn't hear the sonic boom in New York, but in Baltimore mm-hmm. and in DC over the Capitol, mm-hmm. they spoke of a sonic boom, which could have been a dirty bomb, could have been anything. Mm. And you know, the effects of that, they gotta throw something in the air. You never really know with these individuals. I'm just saying, usually the first story is the cover story. And they've been running this shit for so long that all they have to do is support the bullshit with a fire.
Yeah.
You see a fire, you go, okay, well, that's the end of the story. There's clearly a fire there. Yeah. And then you don't put two and two together and go, wait a minute, I've been in New York for this, that. I've never seen that. So just kind of just be alert. If you're in New York City on the East Coast, wear your N95 when you have to. If you see that again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because something that can get into your lungs that quick.
Yeah. And, you know. If it smelled like smoke. You know what I'm saying? And we all know, like, how poisonous smoke can be. That's why people die in fires.
Yes.
Like, you know, in buildings and stuff like that.
You know,
that.
New York, we rough. We be like, yo, we want all the smoke. And God was like, say less. Say less.
Yeah, I was like,
say less. So that's what the deal is with that.
Kay Williams said, Aquarius Maximus spoke about leaving the city. There's nothing wrong with quitting while you're ahead. That sounds amazing if you're not here and you can't just pick up and leave.
Yes.
That's tough, though, for people who have no choice.
And not even that I don't have a choice.
But
I like New York.
I'm just saying.
So I'll be here in the trenches.
Thank you for the super chat, though.
New Yorkers don't run from none.
We should, though.
We should.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban
Thank
X.
you for the cash app.
So,
Franklin, thank you for the cash app.
While New York was, you know, while everybody in New York was, you know, questioning is, you know, the world ending, Zion Williamson, his world
is ending.
Oh, my God.
Ouch.
Jesus Christ, that man. He had a day yesterday. He had a day. So, Zion Williamson, a player for the New Orleans Pelicans, he announced that he was having a baby.
Great buddy of Ja Morant.
Yes, him and Ja Morant.
High school together or something.
Or they played on the same
high
AAU
school
team.
Boy. Hey, something like that.
Yeah.
And so, they went number one and two in the draft.
Yes. Yeah.
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 You know what I mean? Yeah.
So he announced that he was having a baby girl. So congrats on that.
Yo, congrats on the baby girl.
Congrats on that.
I like little girls. They tough and they feisty, but you can handle it. Yeah.
So then, I'm not gonna lie. Don't judge me. I said that girl looks familiar. I don't know from where. She looks familiar though. But like, you know, okay, mm-hmm. whatevs. Mm-hmm. And then people started putting it together because I remember like two months ago, Queens Flip, he put up a video of these two girls fighting, and she was one of the girls.
Oh wow!
Right. So
the
like,
minute you say Queens Flip,
yeah, she was one of the girls. Ouch. So I'm like, oh, okay, that's where she was from, but. Other people started putting up other videos of Shorty.
Ooh.
Yeah. Tough.
Like, tough.
Yeah, tough. Yeah, like, damn.
Oh, come on now. Come on now.
But like, no, I mean, tough, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, tough like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Damn. And then a porn star started putting him on blast, too, as, like, saying, like, I might be late, I might be pregnant, too, and you was just with me, and how you cheating
you
on me.
Spit in my mouth.
You was cheating on me, and, like, you a porn star, how he cheating on anybody? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you a porn star. Yeah. Everybody's cheating on you. And you're cheating on everybody.
Yeah.
Imagine your wife being a porn star, and you ask her, how was your day, honey? Amazing.
Bro. And it's, you know, some dudes, like, voluntarily do that. Like,
I know.
Dude.
I know. You know what I'm saying? I'm in love with a stripper. They heard
Damn.
You've heard the songs. You've heard this. The agents, provocateur, introduced that concept to us in our lexicon, and we ran with it. So let me get this right, because I want to run this through my head.
Yeah.
NBA All-Star guy. Fat guy.
Is he also?
When he plays.
Yeah.
He can't play because he's always heavy.
Yes, and hurt. So, and
hurt and heavy.
Yeah.
Idle time, as I always teach my young people, is a vice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but you're not idle time and you broke. That's different.
Yeah.
Because that time, that's just PlayStation.
Yeah, right.
You know, roll up an L, you know, wait for my girl to come in. You know what I'm saying? She worked all day. You know what I'm saying? I ain't clean the house. But you know what I'm saying? I'm going to put that pipe down. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's going to make everything right. We're not talking about that.
No.
We're talking $200 million
idle
time vice. So you know what you're doing. You're watching porn. You know, right. Or you just mixing with dudes who know somebody who knows somebody who knows shorty.
Right.
And you like, listen, come on, man. I'm so-and-so.
Right.
I can go just knock that down. It's nothing.
Right.
But the first things that your father should teach you, an older man, look, you wrap that thing up twice.
Yeah, bro. Like, don't.
You don't wrap it up like, once.
Are we?
I don't know. Let's go down a little bit. You wrap that thing up twice.
And like, don't they have like a rookie symposium? They supposed
they
to
do.
Go through that? Like,
they do. They do.
Don't they have veterans on the team that's supposed to teach them? Like,
they do. And
don't teams have handlers for them too? Like, yo.
And he's supposed to have an NDA in place.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna blaze you, but I'm gonna need you to sign that first, so that what we do here stays here. Then you got your main chick. Mm-hmm. She's a hooker too. You said she's a hooker.
Apparently she's like a cam girl. Like she do stuff on camera and
okay,
stuff like that.
All right. So his choice of women is bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff. And a lot of these basketball players on a serious note, these young 23-year-old privileged players who can have anybody they want, tend to get lost in that kind of mix. And so he should know better. Those are all rookie mistakes. Literally,
yeah,
that he's making, and now he has to pay the price.
Because you remember when he was coming out, like a lot of people, like a lot of white girls was catching him on FaceTime. Stuff
yeah,
like, you remember
yeah,
that?
I remember.
So
he
somebody
was
like, "Yeah, somebody was like,
sloppy.
You came a long way, but you went the wrong way." Bro.
Yes,
like,
yes,
God,
he was
damn.
Definitely sloppy with it. And you got to give LeBron credit. LeBron has got filter in front of filter in front of filter. You know what I'm saying? So he don't get caught in no mess.
Yeah,
and that's. Let me hit allegedly.
Allegedly.
No, that might be a good, honest. Mm-hmm. He might be so loyal to his wife that he only watches porn with men in it. And so, this guy's in trouble now.
Yeah, yeah. And
because that's money.
Yeah.
Once the baby comes, come on, they got Drake, your favorite rapper he probably listening to. Mm. They got your boy like that.
Yeah.
What's wrong with these dudes, bro?
Yeah.
What's wrong with these
That's
dudes?
That's tough. Man? Like, he's going out bad yesterday. And
with his
like...
kind of money, I wouldn't even hit it with my joint. I told my man to hit it. Tell me what the experience was like. You see what I'm saying? I wouldn't even knock you with my man's joint. Now, I'm not going to do it. You know what I mean?
That's funny.
And you to be sloppy out there like that.
Yeah.
You know, there are consequences for that. Plenty of consequences.
Yeah, and he is stuck for the rest of his life now.
Yeah, and if they both pregnant.
I hope she was just talking, just to be talking.
If they both pregnant, bro.
I think she just was talking.
Now you got two hookers. They're calling him and Ja guns and buns. You know what I mean? Guns and buns.
I like that.
Yeah. And so I hope he works his way through it, but a lot of that is the idle time.
Yeah.
You know, not having something to do at 23 years old, like a regiment, a program
and
keeps you on point.
And definitely the NBA team's getting younger and younger. There is no real mentorship.
Yes, it needs to be real. And I think his dad is in his life, too, if memory serves me correct.
Yeah, but
what's up with these dads?
So that means he didn't get any girls in high school and college.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
And then
well,
he's a
pro. Star athlete.
He's a star athlete now. No, but so usually star athletes, if you're really exceptional, you sacrifice in some areas in your life.
Yeah, right.
It was probably social, right?
Right.
And then that, and you saw when he was in college dealing with white girls. So now you out, you dealing with a different.
Yeah.
Different energy now.
And let me tell you, these women are not having it. The ones who play that game.
Mm-hmm.
They know your contract. They know where you're going to be. They got the schedule. And they expect to be treated accordingly.
Yeah.
You fly me and your wife into the city. We're coming on different flights. I might even see her in the lobby. We'll talk. Yeah, girl, who you here with? I'm here with my peoples. You know, I know you probably here with yours. And put us in different rooms on different floors. We all going on vacation. That's how these chicks think.
Jeez.
And the UPS man better be pulling up with a bracelet or something on a regular basis.
Jesus,
you got
man.
The money, and I got the tapes of the other stuff that you like. So we don't want to get any confused messages. Heather Hunter was the best in the business.
Allegedly.
Whatever.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
I'm gonna get this show
she
ending,
was
man.
A hooker. I mean, a prostitute.
Allegedly.
A sex worker.
Thank you. A porn star.
A porn star.
Jesus
okay.
Christ.
What's the difference between a porn star and a hooker?
One is done on camera.
Okay. Good point. Yeah. Good point. She's a porn star. But she was also grooming a lot of these straight guys, allegedly for the guys in the industry who liked that. And she was also busting them down. You know what I mean? Because they like to get bust down, too. Come on, this is a Thursday night show. We're just keeping a bean here.
It's kids watching this show. Man.
Yeah, I said bust down. Parents, spend some time and tell them, oh, bust down, that means, you know, he likes to dribble the ball a certain way. And
Jesus
talking about
Christ,
Zion,
man.
And stuff. Okay, I can go to school. Can I use that in the sentence tomorrow? Okay. Black Dot said, these guys are always getting bust down. We need to speak to your parents. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, there we go. So she's the keeper of the secrets. Your value as one of those chicks is how well you keep the secrets.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I do something and girlfriend know about it, that means you leaked that.
Yeah.
So the best ones are the ones who are the keepers of the secrets.
So Stephen A. Smith was on his podcast, and he was basically talking about that because remember Jimmy Garoppolo, the quarterback, he got caught out with a porn star too. And he said, but she didn't say nothing about what they was doing.
That's what I'm saying.
He said, so I can't, you know what I mean? Like you can't
I can only speculate.
Yeah.
Maybe they just went to dinner or this and that. He spit in this girl's mouth, according to her. Now, I've heard some freaky stuff, but goddamn, it's hot, pow. Like, you know, golden showers spit down these chicks' throat. Anyway. But my point is, the keeper of the secret, that elevates your stature, and I'm pretty sure she know a lot of things.
Come on.
Like, unlike Superhead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. She wrote a book, though. She
wrote
a book.
Code. So she broke the code.
Yeah, she broke the code.
So now she's not long in the industry no more. I'm pretty sure she has some dude who... You know, she used to go with that white guy from the TV show.
Bill Maher.
Yeah. He said, man, I don't give a shit. Put your mother on the phone. Tell your mother I'm never coming home. Yeah. So I get that.
Yeah.
But the keepers of the secret, they go far in this industry because, you know,
That's crazy. I always forget about that. Bill Maher.
Yeah.
He was out here.
He was out here in these streets.
Right.
In these
you streets. Are tuned into the sounds. Of Urban X.
So the other day, this was yesterday. It was a new segment about a UFO crash landing in somebody's yard in Vegas.
Yes.
And they got the 911 call from the kid, from the guy in Vegas. He was talking about what he was seeing in his yard.
In real time.
And as this is happening, police, they got like different accounts because a police officer, he saw something crash from beam of light into, you know, in the area. He saw it on his body cam. Then he got another cop to go in that area and see what the hell that was. And everybody's story seemed to be corroborating this thing that's happened. And the guy said he saw like 8 to 10 feet tall being with big eyes, big feet, big mouth that was staring at him. He said, like, I froze in my body. Like, I could not do anything when I saw this thing. And I believe him. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, his story sounded legit. Doesn't mean that they were aliens.
True.
Right. So let's be clear with
that. True
that. Because usually when that happens, there's usually military around everywhere because the military is usually following.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What good is our military if something can enter our airspace
and just
and
crash?
And what good are these aliens that they crash it? What kind of advanced beings are these where you crash? You know what I mean? Besides Roswell. Because with the atomic bomb and the rocket stuff, we were opening up vortexes. We'll talk about that on the Urban Exclusive.
I like it.
And so, aliens crashing? Mm-hmm. Are these rogue aliens? Were these aliens high? You know what I'm saying? Or is this a staged event?
Okay.
In the mix of...
Because, listen, you always have to be weary of... anything that makes the news. Now, apparently, this happened
this,
May 1st.
Boom's Day. Is that Boasted Day?
Boss Lady.
Boss Lady, I'm sorry. Yeah, that was on the actual news.
That was on
the
actual news.
On actual news.
So, apparently, this happened May 1st, and now it just kind of get into the news. And in the video, the cops
They didn't show what was in the backyard because they walked into the backyard and they didn't show what was in the backyard. They blacked it out, said, because it was private property. When have they ever respected anybody's private property?
No, but let me explain to you why I didn't, that didn't send off an alarm to me, because that person's house may become a tourist site.
Okay.
And it'll be a million people showing up at your house wanting to just walk and take pictures in your backyard.
Fair.
So that when I heard privacy, I didn't think they meant privacy like that.
Okay,
but,
fair.
You know, just you don't want people showing up at your damn house.
True that, true that.
Wanting to take foreigners who visit in Vegas. Yeah. Let's go to the UFO site, you know, and this and that. And now, you know, you got a bunch of people in your backyard. But that's got to be, that's a psyop of some sort.
You think so?
Has to be. Okay. Come on, bro. Maybe Project Bluebeam, you know, something to that effect. Because that's sloppy work. Because immediately when that shit crashed,
And things you're
supposed to have the dudes in the black suits. Look at this light. Poof. Yeah, man. What a blast that was.
Yeah, he took it. He made it. He made a TikTok and everything.
That was a little drone that fell out of the sky.
And we understand on the news, they give you whatever script, you know, they give you to how to report on and everything.
Yes.
So the fact that this even made the news.
There you go.
It should set up a red flag.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
It should. That's a fact.
Because if it was serious, top level security breach, aliens. And then where did they go?
That too.
He said he heard them on the roof after that. 10-foot beings
on
your roof and nobody else. And where's your cameras, homie? Yes. Nobody in the family got a camera when it's happening.
But you heard the ring cam.
I did hear the ring cam of something crash.
Yeah.
But a lot of shit crashes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So some of the psyop would be the crash, and then you come outside and it's big 8-foot aliens. Now, you know, me, I'm going to be like, what's good? I mean, how are we getting out of here? We got to hurry up. The police is going to be here in a minute. Look, trust me when I tell you. Let's get on out of here. Right. Where we going? You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm out. I told you.
Where we going?
Yeah, I'm getting, take me. Don't leave me with these knuckle draggers. And so, you know, this is a government
And again,
operation.
The fact that this happened a month and a half ago, over a month ago, right? No, it said May 1st, right?
Yeah, May 1st.
Happened May 1st. We get the information.
Mayday.
Okay.
Mayday.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
We get confirmation that the government has come in contact with UFOs and have received UFOs not of our human origin.
A government official.
Government official came out and said that. So it's kind of all lining up.
Yeah. I think they're moving the timeline up.
Hmm.
I think somebody said 2025, the aliens are supposed to arrive. I'm starting to think...
2024?
Yeah. It's going to be moved up.
For the I think... I'm not going to lie. I have a real sneaky suspicion something ill is going to happen before the election.
This could be it.
And only because... I'm going to tell you why only because. Because it just seems... The election itself just seems so unlikely. Like, who is... Like, y'all ran every game, every...
Okay.
So I think something stupid is going to happen.
This is true. But here's the grand... What I've been trying to articulate to people about the election is this. We understand on this planet, you have to agree to everything on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You voting for me owning both candidates, it doesn't say I can't own both candidates.
Right.
It doesn't say I can't own both fighters.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say I can't finance both sides of the war.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to win regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But to give you the illusion that this is the realm of free choice, the election has to go on. Because the Confederate, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The Confederation that sits above, that guards this planet, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's certain rules that can be bitten, certain rules that can be broken. These knuckle draggers have agreed that this is the president. That this who they, so that's why we still have to have a voting process. Now, those of us who are, you know, rising above that with a greater understanding, we are not the majority. So we matter, but not as much as the general consensus, because the general consensus is a general agreement.
Yeah.
You're never going to get everybody to agree. That's why we have two candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And a third candidate for those who want to feel like they participated but didn't participate.
Yeah.
You are still in agreements in your subconscious mind. So that's why this all takes place. Because other than that, like you said, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
So we could see an invasion or something. Well,
somebody said, what a time to be alive. That is a fact.
What a time to be alive. And it's time for commercial break.
Yes, it is time for commercial break. We shall be right back.
We shall return.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
To our podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now, back to the number one Father and Son podcast.
And we are back.
Yes. Hope you had a chance to run to the little boys' room, little girls' room.
Yes, yes. Don't forget to support those businesses. Shouts out to Chanel Ascending Infinite Goddess. I got my reading this week.
Ooh.
Scary.
Scary stuff. Scary. Right?
She's getting scary. Yeah, like it's just like
me too.
True.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So get your reading.
And what I'm gonna do for Father's Day on Monday, I'm going to gift a reading to a father. Hey. Father's Day.
Nice. Are we gonna have like a drawing or
probably ask, something.
Ask a question.
Ask something.
Yeah, trivia question.
I'll have something. And my aunt Alexis, shout out Auntie Alexis.
Shout out Auntie Alexis.
She sent us $50 and she wants to gift someone a membership. So since it's all about the dads, I'll also be gifting somebody a full year's membership.
Nice.
Listen, this is how we do it here, man.
And we're gonna have we'll show that Monday.
But we're gonna have it.
We're gonna have it. So we're gonna have a whole. We put together like a whole gift box
to give away to one father.
To give away.
Maybe two.
Yeah.
Wrap that up. Gift box, T-shirt, at
goodies.
Set, goodies.
Goodies for Father's Day.
Lotion, powder. You know what I'm saying? All that stuff.
Yes.
In there for Father's Day because it's our time now.
That's a fact.
Father's not a baby daddy. Yeah. Bro, I meant to take this off. Why am I still wearing this? I missed the commercial break.
You did.
Okay, well, there it is. We'll be rocking this all show now. I'm slow.
We got another commercial break. So.
I can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yeah.
But do my... Come on, you know doing a commercial break, I go in the bathroom and get a two and two.
My fault, my fault.
You know what I'm saying?
My fault.
I ain't got time to be...
She's once at peace, family. My son is 19 today. Certified HVAC tech. Congrats.
Ooh, not only is he 19...
He got a trade.
He got a trade. HVAC tech.
You know who still needs an HVAC? Dr. Umar.
Oh, Dr. Umar. That's right.
So I'm going to go help out. Tell him to lend his services for free, brothers and sisters.
Lend your services for free.
Brothers and sisters.
To help the school out, brothers.
Brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters.
All right, so let's keep it going.
Let's keep this thing moving.
You are tuned into the sounds. Of Urban X.
So, update on a story we spoke about last week. Travis Rudolph, ex-NFL player, ex-Florida State player. I remember he was on trial for murder and three counts of attempted murder after his ex-girlfriend sent her brothers over to, quote, shoot his shit up after they got into a domestic dispute. He got off, no charges.
Beat all the charges.
Beat all the charges. So shouts out to that brother right there.
Yes. Stop messing with these crazy girls now.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Stop. But, so do you think she'll get in trouble for anything?
No, but she's going to have to live with the guilt. Did her brother get laid down?
I don't know if it was her brother or somebody
with him, but somebody lost their life.
Yes.
I think two people lost their life.
No, one person got killed, two people got hit or something
okay,
like that.
Okay, so she's going to have to live with that. And I saw her on the stand.
Taking no accountability.
Being wrong and strong, taking no accountability for anything. And it just was sad. And I'm not sure if her lawyers told her to take that route, but it clearly was she was not going to win, showing no sympathy and no remorse for someone losing their life over an emotional situation that clearly could have been avoided.
Yeah, you know? This is a girl, I forget her name, but she's from Philly, and she talks about how like 90% of the shootings, when they happen, you can like zero it down to over a girl.
Yes.
Like it's almost automatic. Like you could just know this is like a fight over a girl, or a girl said something to a dude, he had to come back. It's always something.
And a lot of times, and then when you factor in alcohol.
Oh.
In the club, you know what I'm saying? Late at night, later it gets.
Yeah.
That's why you got to take the temperature in the room. But all right, it's time for me to bounce. I had a good time.
Yeah.
The later it gets, when the alcohol, the women, the egos, all of these things. Look, Rockefeller Records, Def Jam, Def Row, East Coast, West Coast, all of that over women.
Yeah.
When you cut through all the red tape.
Yeah.
The biggest empires economically that black people have ever seen in this country.
It's depressing.
No, but it's true.
Yeah.
Right? You saw black men come from the dirt, worth 400, 500, 600 million, a billion, this and that. And you saw some of them empires collapse over producing. Over some producing. You know?
Yeah.
And so it's sad. But they said kingdoms have fallen.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's Rome.
Yeah, man.
There's always some chick. You know what I mean? Taking down the king, got close to him and this and that. So, you know, I'm happy for him. He get his life back. I'm pretty sure he'll know. Well, you can't judge these chicks. That's all these women are bi. Either bisexual or bipolar.
There you go.
And so you just got to get in the middle there and find something. But, you know, I wish him well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see no black man have to go to jail for some great.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, yeah. Especially something like that. Like.
Yes, yes. Now, if you do something that deserves jail time, like if you out here selling drugs or you doing something destructive to your people, your community, then those are the consequences you suffer. If you kill people for no reason, it's a price to pay for that. But, you know, for that, nah. So it's good to see that the brother got off.
Yes.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, yo, we didn't talk about the Biden bribery case that's happening, right? So apparently Joe Biden allegedly paid $5 million by way of an executive as part of a whole bribery scheme. And the fact...
He was paid $5 million.
He paid somebody $5 million.
He paid somebody
$5 million? Yeah, he paid somebody for like some other like kind of bribery scheme.
Joe Biden allegedly paid $5 million by...
Yeah. An executive. He gave the...
Okay, gotcha.
You get what I'm saying? So, and because a lot of Democrats are saying, oh, that's not true. It's so... The FBI believes it's true. They have enough evidence to the point where the whistleblower who came out, they don't want to even, like, say who it is because they are fearful for his safety.
Okay, this is a chess move by the Republicans.
Ooh, you think so?
Obviously.
Okay.
It's time to ramp this thing up now. Okay. And you don't know who our surprise witness is and what they know. And the FBI is usually down with the president.
That's true, too.
So I'm kind of confused. The FBI will guard the president's secrets
that is true.
With their lives.
That is true.
The CIA is a whole other story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's interesting that they're bringing that out. But everything that people have said so far has been true.
Yes. I'll read some of the article, though. It says Joe Biden was allegedly... he was paid $5 million.
I thought that's what it said.
My fault. Yeah. But it was by a new Ukrainian national executive.
Yes.
Ukraine,
before this again. Ukraine thing popped, and that's your connection, and you don't have to be a genius to put those two pieces
again.
Together. Yes.
Bro, and him and his son, his son sat on the board, and I don't know if you guys remember, this was like, I want to say when... the Biden administration like really first started, Joe Biden bragged about getting a Ukrainian general attorney or district attorney fired because he was going after his son Hunter.
Got you.
Over like this sort of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And he bragged about getting him fired because he was going after the family. So, Biden's twisted.
Yeah, well...
It's twisted. And this Ukraine thing has been happening longer than...
First of all, there's no war going on in Ukraine with the Russians and the Ukrainians. It's all propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't figured... They're showing pictures of the people in Ukraine.
And McDonald's.
They're at McDonald's. Chilling, they're out having lunch. What kind of war is this?
Yeah.
Right? Unless it's wag the dog. It's something else bigger going on.
Yeah.
I'm also hearing P-Gate is now they got a little bit more information about.
Really?
P-Gate was supposed to make that an official story.
Because they have uncovered a whole, not ring on Instagram, but a whole way that they're bypassing everything on Instagram to communicate with each other. And we're talking about, yeah, you guys know what we're talking about, right? Domino's Gate?
Yeah, Domino's Gate, Papa John's Gate.
Papa John's Gate, Little Caesar's Gate.
Little Caesar's Gate.
And they're using the pizza emojis.
Yes. And they're working around ways that the algorithms themselves cannot pick up what it is that they're doing. Okay, so all of these things are coming to pass.
Yo, at one time, it's so crazy. But yo, you know what's crazy? Again, they're all happening, right? To the point where it's happening so fast it'll pass you, or it's happening at one time where you have to pick about what you care about, right?
Yes.
Aliens land in Vegas, sky's yellow in New York City, President is getting caught up for bribing Nazis in Ukraine, we don't know what's happening.
Because it's all happening.
Because it's all happening.
Because it's all happening.
Crazy.
You know what I mean? And I told y'all, and I'm going to keep telling y'all, hold on to your seatbelt. Get your popcorn, man. Everything you've ever wanted to know, you are going to know. How you choose to deal with that information is really going to be on you. But don't say you didn't know. You know the old saying, be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. And this is going to blow a lot of people's minds about where we are in the universe, where we think we are, who we think we are, the people who we think we should be worshiping, and the whole nine yards is all just coming out, because they can only keep this thing buttoned up but so long. The fight is against spiritual beings. This is a spiritual war being fought in high places. Mm-hmm. And so the sun being blocked out, your natural ability to ascend, these glasses coming out maybe to descend you or keep you frozen within a state. You know, there's so much going on at the same time that you have to be prepared. But it is a wonderful time to be alive. Man, I wouldn't miss this for nothing in the world. Yep, the last day of the year is 1-2-3, 1-2-3.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
12, 31, 23.
Oh, right. Okay.
So
okay,
1-2-3, 1-2-3 is going to be the last day of the year. And so all of this stuff is synchronicity. I just made that up.
Yeah, you did.
You know, happening at the same time.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So the other day, DC Young Fly's, the mother of his children, I don't know if they were married or...
I think this is baby moms.
Yeah, so she passed away. I think this is as a result of plastic surgery, right? Mommy makeover, as they call it. Azealia Banks made some statements on Instagram, and it was...
It was in poor taste.
Yeah.
At minimum.
Man. And I'm gonna read some of the things, but when I first read it, I was just like, I understand how you feel about him. I understand you could probably hate him. But I think there's always like a grace period. Somebody died. You know what I mean?
There's not only just a grace period. To me, the strength is having the ability to shit on somebody and not.
Yes,
and
I agree.
They know I can shit on you right now.
I agree.
And I choose not. You know what I'm saying? That to me is more powerful than taking the low-hanging fruit at your lowest and shooting your shot, because that's something I will never forget.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, let me start by saying this. I seen his baby mother, and with all due respect, she's beautiful as is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So when we speak about having to do something else, you know, with your hair. And now I understand what the blonde hair means in Hollywood and all of that. But I'm just looking at her. She looked young and she looked vibrant. So I looked past the hair and the lashes, and I try to pierce into her soul, look into her eyes. And I saw somebody young and vibrant who didn't need any of that stuff.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So when I say that, so for you to still feel you need to go through a process to beautify yourself. You know what I mean? When you already, it's like when Little Kim did it. Mm-hmm. And Little Kim had no reason what she was a beautiful black woman, as is. She still is, but just, you know what I mean? Without having to go through, Mama Dot said, So, you know, without having to go through so much surgery, cut, mutilating, and moving fat from this section to that section. And so I'm only laying that down as the premise for what Azalea had to say.
Yeah, I read some of what she had to say. She said, damn, DC Young Fly spent years disguising his own deeply rooted hatred of self as jokes pointed at women's beauty, projecting his own feelings about his own ugliness onto women perfectly secure in their own skin. Say what you want about my tears. This is a callback to her appearance on Wildin' Out. Say what you want about my tears. They were pure tears of rage, not at all sign of weakness, because in the end, I won. I'm happy I cried and moved on. That Jackie old girl must have felt so deeply insecure about herself, and the nerve of DC to call such a gorgeous woman as Azalea Banks ugly on national television while a bunch of black people laughed. And she goes on, the thorn in my side is finally out. No way in hell I was blessed with this many gifts, this much talent and beauty to be to be a cultural punching bag for a cast of peons who wouldn't have a pot to piss in if they didn't have the court of social media addicts to gesture for. I do this in real life. And she said, ironically, dead at 32 on my 32nd birthday on May 31st, 2023 in Miami, Florida. You niggas gonna learn to stop messing with me, basically. So
is she suggesting that she put the hit out?
I don't...
She's sort of saying that she put some magic out on
it. Yeah, she's put up videos of, like, you know, talking about boiling cat heads and stuff like that.
Yeah. So she's one of them individuals, right?
She said Ashe in one of the ending posts.
Yeah, and like, so what happens is she went on a show called Wildin' Out.
Yeah.
I don't know, did she know the rules of the game in Wildin' Out? Like, that's what they do, they wild out.
Yeah.
And so he struck a nerve because he said something about her beauty. And he might have just been bullshitting around. You know how that goes. Yeah. You know, we wilding out. I'm saying things that ain't true. And for it to strike a nerve with you, Azalea, means that you weren't confident in your beauty and where you stood. Because if it's a joke, I'm going to roll and get ready. I'm going to come on the show with about 9 to 10 pre-jokes ready to go because I know what this is all about. And so for you to walk away from that show feeling like we let you down, that seems to be some issues you're having.
Yeah, that's the complete opposite of being secure.
That's the complete opposite of being secure.
Like, you have to wait till somebody dies for the quote-unquote thorn to be out.
Right. And so, you know, for that to happen and for you to know that this man is in pain, barring, you know, he didn't do, any kind of, you know, sacrifices and all of that. I'm just going straight down the middle on this. Then for you to do that so you can feel justified is a low vibrational energy.
Absolutely.
And so don't even throw an Ashe anywhere into that equation.
Absolutely.
Because it's not warranted. You know what I mean? And for you to say you used your spiritual powers or to insinuate, that is you can't do that.
Yeah.
Because now whatever's going to come back to you tenfold. So you don't speak of those things that you do in the spirit realm to gloat in any capacity. So that's how I know that that's not anything spiritual.
Yeah.
You have to know, the rules and regulations of all of that kind of work.
And not in, again, I don't know DC. I don't know him personally. I don't know his views on black women and stuff like that. I don't know. But what I will say is society now is... like, a mommy makeover is a thing now because it is a thing now. You get what I'm saying?
I get it.
There's
like
a lot of women
who... A gender reveal is a thing now. That wasn't a thing when we grew up. And then a vacation and all these things that...
Baby moon
and all of these things that social media has created. And so I understand that. So I'm taking all of that into context when I speak of this. But I'm just simply saying we have to get back to the point because there was a time when we used to ridicule anyone who had surgery on their ass. If you didn't have a natural ass, we was like, what the hell is this? And now you get ridiculed if you don't. So this thing has reversed. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so, you know, but let's just hope this thing passed. But you don't kick people while they down.
Yeah, and that's going to do... she's already, like, she already complains about her standing in the industry.
Well, she has no standing in the industry.
Yeah, but...
because of this very reason, perhaps. You know what I mean? Meaning her energy...
Oh, yeah,
not
yeah,
complying
yeah, yeah.
with
yeah,
what's
yeah,
going
absolutely,
on.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And, you know, things of that nature.
Absolutely.
But she's multi-talented. I want to...
Oh, no, that's a fact. And that's and that's what... And that's the thing that's probably...
She's super
frustrates
talented.
Her.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she... Like her sound and stuff like that, people have copied it. Beyonce is copying
yeah,
it
yeah,
now.
Yeah, copying it now. You
know what I'm saying? So she probably feels some type of just frustration. Yeah, we were talking about like big names stealing things from a smaller artist, and it's like you can't really do anything about it.
What can you do?
Diddy, not to go off topic, but Diddy, that Act Bad song, apparently he stole that from a girl who created that song like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what can you do?
She can't do nothing. She ain't got the money. She ain't got the energy. Yeah. She ain't got the connections. She not Diddy. So you just going to take that out.
That's tough.
Play your demo around your boys. Yo, remember this was? And it's like, yo, no disrespect. I'd like to hear the new Diddy version. Mastered and clean. And you
yeah.
Know, yeah.
Lefty said, oh, a body without work is lazy. Yo, listen, my gym, I see it way, way more now. Our gym, yeah, now. Nah, our gym, but yeah. You see it like way more, and sometimes it's not even like good work. It's just like, damn, like that looks insane. Ma. Like, what's good with you?
But see, they go get the ass shots, and then they got to take the pictures in the gym.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
No, I understand the hustle.
Okay.
I understand the hustle. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, sometimes it don't look good either. You know what
I mean? It looks artificial.
Yeah, it just looks like, damn.
Looks awkward. It looks weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, come on. Side note, do you know, according to doctors, because you know I be like too much studying and stuff, you could be obese, but exercise and live longer than somebody who is not obese, who does not exercise.
I don't believe it.
You could be a smoker, but you exercise, and somebody could be a non-smoker who don't exercise.
Oh, okay.
And you can live longer. They said for every hour, just the report, according to the blah, blah, blah report.
I feel like you made this up.
For every hour you exercise, you add 3 hours to your life. You understand my point?
Okay.
So exercising, because exercising keeps the body moving. Mm-hmm. It keeps the energy flowing. It keeps the blood circulating. It keeps the heart strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Said by the man who's waiting on his Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, okay.
All right? I'll be watching people out my window running. I'd be like, that is a good thing for
There's an Instagram like influencer. She's like, she's huge. Like, she's like 400 or 500 pounds. Right? And she recorded herself like trying to get on a plane. You ever seen that?
No.
And she had to pay for 2 seats, and she's going on like a campaign that y'all need to get bigger seats on airplanes.
So your fat ass. Yeah, bro.
Like,
down.
It's not even like, it's like she's like morbidly obese. Like, she's huge, like 400 or 500 pounds.
Here's the question, Malcolm. You in jail. She's your pen pal. You don't know she 400.
But
right? She come to the prison.
Uh-huh.
She 450. Uh-huh. She 550. She 550. Right? Now you got Butch and them back there.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing popping.
Right?
She 550.
How long
and
I got?
You could get how conjugal.
How long need, I got?
Well, you're going to need some help because she 550.
No, how long do I have in jail?
You got a long time. You got a long time. Let's just create the scenario. You got a long time, right? She loves you based on your pen game, and she wants, you know, to make this official. You got to marry her to get the conjugal visits.
Oh, man.
What you doing, son? What you doing, son? What you doing?
How long I got?
You got 25, son. You're not coming home, son. You're not coming home, son. And you can knock that down, son. You can even have your cellie come in with you with that, because she got holes everywhere. She got,
oh,
you know,
my
snacks.
God.
She's going to be able to smuggle the snacks in.
This is true.
And you're going to be able to knock it down, son.
Oh,
what you
God.
Doing, son? For the fellas in the chat, what y'all doing, son? She's She 550, baby.
You're doing 25, not coming home, 25 of life.
You ain't coming home, son. Conjugals.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm knocking it down. Yes, it got to. I love her. And I will fight any of you niggas in here if y'all say something about my wife.
Jeez.
God damn it. Marcelli, let's go. I need help with this. Yeah.
Jesus.
Anywho, speaking of influencers, there's two influencers on social media, two girls.
Mm-hmm.
They got caught with 200 pounds of cocaine in their car in Florida.
200 pounds of coke.
200 pounds. They are going to jail. Yeah,
they're going down unless they snitch.
They're going to Yale.
Yeah.
You go to Yale. I'm telling you now, you're going to Yale.
Unless they snitch, right? You know?
Oh, you still going
to? Yeah, they still going to. That's a lot of coke.
A lot of coke.
But yo, you know what's crazy? I'm sure like this is a normal thing, especially in that world.
How
like,
else you going
to?
Listen.
Yeah, any, you got to move it through
all
somehow.
All these
like,
trips to Dubai, all of these high class trips. How are you sustaining that life somehow, some way? You become an easy target.
Yeah, there was this girl on Instagram, and she talked about how, like, she gave it up. Like, she basically said, like, because she's, like, an influencer, like, a full-time influencer. And she basically said, like, you try to follow me, you'll end up broke. Right? And she showed pictures, like, next to her car. She had, this car was given to me by the brand.
No, it wasn't weed. No.
No, it was coke.
It was coke.
Yeah, it was coke.
It was coke.
Yeah. But she said, like, you know, if you like this car was given to me by the brand only for the day for me to take this picture. This trip was paid for by the hotel. Like, and she's giving it up on how, you know, a lot of people make their money and a lot of people, you know, have these influencer brand deals. Because, again, what happens is people try to follow these people's moves.
Yes.
Thinking that they got money somehow.
But
like,
your whole life is about branding or selling products that you yourself don't use.
Yeah.
Or you don't believe in because you're trying to sustain a certain lifestyle. And then they probably thought, listen, 200 bricks, you know, or 200 pounds
that's a lot of coke.
In the floor of the vehicle. You know what I mean? I will get this through. And who knows what the payoff on that was. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a lot of dope.
That's a lot of dope.
Jeez.
They're definitely going to Yale.
Yeah, they're going down.
Not Harvard. They're going to Yale.
Oh, did you guys hear about that soccer player, Messi?
Yes.
So he was offered like a $1 billion soccer contract to play in Saudi Arabia, right? I think he turned that down, and he is joining a Miami soccer club.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody like because I don't really know soccer, but somebody said it in like NBA terms, they said that's like LeBron James going to a Shanghai team. Like, it's like that low of competition.
Mm-hmm.
But Messi, he is making a lot of money with that team, and he's like he has like a TV partnership with that team.
He gonna make a shitload of cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gonna make a
soccer,
I don't watch soccer, but the soccer stars make the NBA and NFL stars look like a joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, really, it's just like a joke. The type of money they make. Side note, your man Tiger Woods lost $600 million.
He lost out on $600 million.
Okay, same thing. If I had $600 million on the table, and I didn't take it because he didn't want to sign with the Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, because remember, so there was a lot of backlash happening within the golf world. This sounds, you know, foreign to a lot of people who don't play golf, who don't care about golf. But it was a Saudi like league popping up, and they were trying to pay people like hundreds of millions of dollars to get down
and
with
I
them.
And I think what's the guy who used to go against Tiger?
Mickelson.
I think he took the bread.
He took that bread. Yes, he did.
So Tiger turned down $600 million. And now they merged.
Yeah, the PGA, because he was trying to stay with the PGA, he didn't want the backlash because a lot of people were getting backlash.
Yeah, and I can understand that. Saudi Arabia, I can understand
women's
that.
Rights, stuff like that. And they merged anyway.
Yeah, they merged anyway. He could have had $600 million and stayed with the PGA.
That's foul. That's like...
$600 million.
That's like you're about to get like a really, really good job. And I tell you, don't take that. And then I take the job.
Yeah, like a Super Bowl job. Yeah. Like, you gonna run the all music of Super Bowl, and I tell you, don't take that.
That's a bad job.
That's a bad job. Yeah. And then you see me in the press conference with Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My legs folded.
Yeah, folded. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You are tuned into the sounds.
Somebody said, I know them golf players mad. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, baseball players get the bag too. They do. But at 1.5 Billy to play golf or something. I mean,
soccer.
You know, based on the potential of the deal. You know, and remember them. You play for a country. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In a lot of them instances, mm-hmm. man, they don't. You know, they serious about that.
We have a commercial break?
Yes.
Oh, we do have to take a commercial break. All right, we'll be right back. Get your questions ready, and we have some urban excellence to get to as well.
Yes. All right. Original man, finally catching a light. Peace.
Hey, what's up? Before we get back to the show, I want to ask a quick favor. Could you please rate and review this podcast? It'll really help the podcast grow, and we truly appreciate all you guys for taking the time out to listen to us. So let's get back to the show.
And we are back.
And we are back.
It's foul, Malcolm.
No, we couldn't get it up.
It's foul.
Anyway. We didn't have enough time either.
All right.
Because you'll be waiting until the last minute when we do
I gave y'all that last week. All right. Okay. All right. I don't know how more I got to be on.
Guys, we're back to the show live. Guys.
We're back.
Thank you for joining us.
Should put my hands on you. Because I can still do that. Guys, fathers, how old does your son have to be before you can put your paws on him no more? Okay? Okay, because, you know.
When does it end?
He grown.
When does it end?
I brought you in this world.
He was threatening Odyssey earlier.
I take you
out. Like, yeah, when does yeah, it end?
I definitely. I
when does it end?
Because y'all be playing games with God. You know what I mean? Thinking I still ain't got it. I got it.
So, breaking news, guys. Trump just got indicted again. This is the second time he's been indicted. He just got hit with 7 federal felonies, including violating the Espionage Act, the willful retention of national defense information. This is for the Mar-a-Lago raid. Remember, he had documents. It says conspiracy, obstruction of justice, conspiracy, false statements, and concealment under Title 18 of the U.S. Criminal Code. That means he's facing almost 20 years in prison if he is convicted.
Oh, he's definitely going to Yale.
Now, he responded.
Because didn't he sign off on something the day before certain documents was released
mm-hmm.
covering him, showing that Biden
had a bunch of, remember, they kept finding stuff
yes.
in his garage and
yes,
stuff like that?
Yes.
So he said he's an innocent man. We are failing. This is Trump. We are a failing nation and a country in decline. I'm leading in the polls by a lot, and they're using lawfare to stop me. I'm innocent,
wow,
and we'll prove
warfare,
it.
Lawfare. Got bombed to that. I like that.
I just want to make America great again. Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, said today is indeed a dark day for the United States of America. It is unconscionable that the president to indict a leading candidate opposing him. Joe Biden kept classified documents for decades. It's true. I and every American who believes in the rule of law stand with President Trump against this grave injustice. House Republicans will hold this brazen weaponization of power accountable. Guys, we are in the middle of
a shit show.
Just a movie of just stuff happening.
Yes. In politics, in Hollywood, in sports.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In the air, on the ground, in the water. You know, in the universe. It's just going down.
It's going down.
It's going down. It's going down. So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, during a candidate who's going to lead in the polls against you to do that shows a sign of being scared. And for y'all who think, yeah, he deserves that, you're a part of this shit show too.
Yeah, yeah. It's better watching it. Just sitting back and just seeing for what it is.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Earth is getting ghetto as fuck.
It is. That. That's a fact.
Yeah. If I was in my spaceship, I'd be like, yo,
that's
son,
a fact.
Stop there, son.
Yeah, keep going.
Keep going, son. Do not even stop there.
Did you guys see that clip of, what's her name, Scarlett and on Vlad? And Vlad had to give her basically the basics of what the music industry is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was whack because whoever she is dealing with as far as her music career should be ashamed of themselves that Vlad, of all people, had to tell her
how
the music industry works.
Yeah, but again, they find these young girls She's very talented.
She's nice. I like
her. I mean, and they find them and whisk them through a process because they're riding the light, whatever light she has, whatever energy, because she's the anti. Mm-hmm. When everybody's doing the blonde hair, she's the anti. She's the chick from the hood who ready to fight all the time. That's who you call to get it on and popping. And so for Vlad to have to do that, you know, is embarrassing to whoever she has representing her. But remember, when you don't know any better, Mary J. Blige didn't know any better.
Yeah.
She just coming out of owing the IRS $100 million, which according to Earn Your Leisure.
Crazy.
Her interview with Earn Your Leisure, right? And she's
that is
paying
nuts.
Her hubby $30,000, her ex-hubby $30,000. Get that money.
Because here's the thing. Because she was saying, like, it's not right for wealthy women to have to pay alimony after divorce. But if it was the other way around.
That's my point. So, you know what I'm saying? So what are we talking here?
Yeah.
One Michael Uchiwala. Yeah. You know what I mean? If I marry up and you get me accustomed to a certain lifestyle, then that's what it is, Yana.
Yeah.
I'm used to, you know, I was home minding my business, Yana. She brought me up to this status.
Yeah.
Now I can't go back to the hood and be seen as, so she got to pay me, huh? $50 million?
Yeah.
Or $30,000 for the rest of my life.
I'm straight, man.
All right, I'm good.
I'm good.
I wanted a little bit more, but I'll settle for that.
Yeah.
And so her, and no different than all of these people coming to this industry who they shiny items.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson ain't known none of them cars. Mm-hmm. Tupac didn't know none of them goddamn cars. So they throwing shiny things at you. And giving you the appearance.
Yeah.
So that is no different. It's just that she went on Vlad early.
Yeah.
Usually you go on Vlad a little later in your career, you might know a little something. So I know Tyrese and Vlad has been going at it. Have you seen this?
No.
Yeah, Tyrese said Vlad keep throwing his name out there in reference to his divorce with his wife.
Yeah.
And he said he let the first two times go, but now he's coming hard for Vlad, calling him a culture vulture, which we already know, and saying, I don't need nothing from you, so I don't need you to boost my career, none of that kind of shit. So, you know, it's a little.
Knowing Vlad, he'll interview his wife, his kids.
Yes.
Yo, Vlad was trying to get a Nas interview for the longest.
So he interviewed everybody around.
Everybody
Nas.
Around him, like if you was his third grade teacher, he interviewed you. He interviewed the guy who made the Ether beat. He interviewed the baby mother. He interviewed.
Yes.
Everybody, I'm just like, yo, you're never gonna get that interview.
Never gonna get that. Like, Skip will never get an interview with LeBron James.
Ever, no.
Ever in his life.
Yo, people are really taking this opportunity to throw Skip under the bus.
Well, Skip also did something you're never supposed to do. He revealed that Jimmy Butler's dad is in the hospital.
Okay.
And maybe that's the reason Jimmy's play has been a little off.
Okay.
You never do that.
Okay.
Like, all the other announcers may have known that too.
Yeah.
And see, that's when I did the Urban Exclusive, we talked about the trust between real journalists and the athletes back in the day, you know, that they kept things in-house. Now everybody's a journalist.
Yeah.
And so this information comes about, but Skip should know better.
Yeah.
Because he's cut from that cloth for being a so-called journalist who was in locker rooms, and you don't reveal that to the opponent.
Yeah.
You know, you don't do anything of a sort. And so, but they definitely taking their shots now. Well deserved.
Yeah.
You know.
Sheesh.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So what happened with Wendy Williams' son?
Oh, so he's coming out, I believe, saying something in regards to people are trying to get his mother's money or something. I didn't get all of the details, but he's you know, stepping out and talking about his mother's going to need help.
Okay.
And we know Wendy's going through something karmic.
Mm.
You know, you spend your whole life really throwing people under the bus. This is what we speak about. That energy, little do you know, it's not even karmic per se. It's a vibratory frequency that it has to find its way back to source.
Mm.
And you're the source of that. You know what I mean? For years. And so now we're going to watch you. It's going to be painful. We're going to watch her in real time. Just, you know what I mean? And so in the social media era, see, she was doing this in an era that wasn't social media.
Yeah.
So social media, every single step of the way, you know, that's gonna feel like 1,000 years.
Yo, did you Did you see that video of Gunplay gift Rick Ross a chain while Rick Ross is in his drawers in bed?
I did see that.
Yeah, that was weird.
I did see I told you that dude is weird.
Weird. And then Gunplay, remember, like, prior to, he just had a GoFundMe up for his son. I'm just like, so you need a GoFundMe for your son, which you can give
somebody a chain.
A chain.
So somebody's either acting or, first of all, listen, I'm your dad. I would never come in your room while you in your drawers and say Happy Father's Day. So this whole
weird.
Thing is weird. Yes, I did see that.
I thought that was weird. Yeah. Somebody said TMZ. Khalees is apparently dating Bill Murray.
Khalees
Nas.
Bill Murray. The one
Ghostbusters.
Who was dating.
No,
oh, that's Bill Murray.
Yeah, Bill Murray, Ghostbusters, yeah.
Bill, that old dude?
Yeah.
Khalees is dating Bill Murray?
Apparently.
Come on, Khalees. You need to get back with Nas. You and Nas were a great couple.
No, he hated her.
No, I don't think he hated her.
Yeah, well, at the
end. I think he admitted that that was his best girlfriend and he regretted it. Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's gross. That is.
Sheesh.
That's, yeah.
My God, Khalees, come on. Well, you know what they say, love is love. Oh, my God. Just the thought of, oh, my God. Anywho.
So we have some Urban Excellence stories.
Let's get to an Urban Excellence story.
So during, past few weeks, it's graduation season around a lot of places in the country. So a lot of people have been sending us pictures of their kids graduating and stuff like that. And we wanted to shout everybody out because we are proud of everybody. We're proud of the graduates. We're proud of the parents.
I think we'll make this a June thing.
I like that.
May into June thing.
I like that.
So from time to time.
We've been asking people to send us their pictures and stuff like that, and people have. So we created a little clip that we're going to show right now for the graduates. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Everybody.
Are we supposed to be talking during this or not? Ooh.
Oh.
Look at the fancy stuff you done did.
And we're back.
And we are back.
So congrats to Urban Excellence Class of 2023.
Urban Excellence Class of 2023. I love it.
Yes.
To all the grads. My man, Almighty KG, the Colfax brothers. The last two pictures were his twins,
dope.
Kennedy and Elijah.
Dope.
We saw Aris.
Yes.
Big supporter of the show. Her daughter's going to be a veterinarian.
Aunt C.
Antsy. So we're proud of you guys. Continue to work. Continue to do great things. Parents, continue to be proud of anything your children are doing that is positive and progressive, especially during these times. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so say the fancy thing.
Oh, yes. We see you. We appreciate you. And continue to be excellent.
Yes. Speaking of graduations. Two people killed.
Oh.
Seven people shot.
Dude.
Well, got a segue.
That was a rough segue. Like, we were here, and then you just took it down.
Well,
go ahead.
Throw it off the backboard. Graduation, you know.
Tell us.
Showing you the dark side. After I said, anytime your children are doing progressive things, but now we have to talk about the dark side of life here.
Let's get it.
In, I believe, Virginia or North Carolina. I think it was Virginia. Two people killed, seven people shot at a graduation. And it was the most horrific thing.
Damn.
The lady who was reporting, you could feel the frustration. Like, are you kidding me? We all got dressed up. We all put on our best to come out and share in the greatest moment at this moment for our children. You know, they accomplished something. This is a high school graduation.
Yeah.
And so the world really begins to open up. And whoever did it, they caught him. Mm. He got the person, from what I understand, he was after, per se. This couldn't wait. Not saying this should have happened regardless.
Yeah.
But this was just, it's just showing.
It was in VA.
Richmond. In VA, okay. Yeah. There is no filter anymore. There are no codes. There are no ethics. These are the last days. And this is what makes, when your children do graduate, that much more, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Because there are haters everywhere, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is just really, really bad. And I feel bad for someone who had to watch their child die in their graduation gown or whatever the case may be, or at an event that we should be celebrating excellence. And so, yeah, very bad. Very,
sheesh,
very
man.
Bad.
Yeah, our condolences.
Our deepest condolences to those parents who woke up thinking, you know, after the graduation, you know, we're going to go out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to celebrate. We're going to talk future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of the great things, because it's all about dreaming and pondering the possibilities of what life now has to offer
yeah.
after you get out of high school. Because a lot of kids don't even make high school.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so when you make that point and, yeah, I'm thinking about going to college, mom. Really? Yeah. Your mom's dad excited? Really? Yeah. We don't know how we're going to pay for it. I'm just yeah. keeping it. But it don't matter. We're going to find a way to get it done. Tell me your interests. Bang, bang, bang. And then you move. And now you get in a coffin. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
That's crazy. All right.
The two that died was father and son.
Wow.
Ouch. Ouch.
Damn.
Ouch.
Oh, you can still send pictures, you guys.
Yeah. You can still send pictures.
We would love to see it.
We'll put them up by next Thursday.
Yes, yeah. We would love to see it. We would love to see it.
We would definitely love to see it and show support.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So, random, when it rains, it pours. So, more women are coming out exposing Zion now.
More?
Yeah. Like, you know, you just flew me out knowing you had a baby on the way.
Ugh. And that's, first of all, me having a baby on the way has nothing to do with me flying you out.
Facts, Mom. You got to mind your business.
You getting flown out, right?
Mind your business.
The limousine going to pick you up at the hotel, right? You stand in a plush hotel, right? Let it go.
Yeah.
Like, why are you, but see, this is the age, no code of ethics. These bottom feeders, you know what I mean? Yeah. Looking for clout. And so much, because there's going to be a lot of chicks now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The floodgates is open.
The floodgates is open. Everybody want a piece of that shine.
Remember when Tiger got knocked? It was just like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, he's a sex addict. He got problems. It's like, oh, yeah. He's just billionaire. Shit,
Bill Cosby got knocked. Chicks 80 years old. I remember he pulled on my tiny. And now, you know, what day is it again? Then I get my meds. It was Bill. I remember. Yeah. You know, so it's bad, man. You know, keep your shit together, man.
Let's start taking some questions, though.
Yeah, let's do that.
So while you're getting your questions ready, Tucker Carlson, remember, he got fired from Fox.
Mm-hmm.
He has a new show on Twitter right now. It's called Tucker on Twitter. And his first couple episodes had like 100 million views or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So... And so he's obviously blowing regular traditional media out of the water. And Twitter, again, because the conversation is happening on Twitter, it can happen faster. It can happen.
It's moving very quick.
It's moving. So we'll see. There's a lot of people.
But aren't they suing him now?
They're trying to get him. Yeah.
They're trying to sue him now. Like a breach of contract or something.
So we'll see how that works. So and the people who are defending Tucker, they're trying to take the route of, Fox, you guys said you're for freedom of speech and you're trying to shut him up. I don't think that's the way to do it.
Yeah, because
especially if I got money. Like,
that is hypocritical.
Yeah. No, it is morally hypocritical.
Yeah, morally hypocritical.
But we're talking money here. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
We'll see how that actually
And then, you know, Big Bank take Little Bank.
That too.
If Murdoch and them want to put that work in.
That too.
I'm pretty sure they got the Epstein tapes on him somewhere or something. You know.
Yeah, we'll see.
We will see.
Yeah, I think Diddy behind the Jamie Foxx situation. I think it might be deeper than Diddy with the Jamie Foxx thing. Remember the prize stuff?
I think it's closer to do with the treason of the country. Him, prize, DiCaprio, a lot of them are involved in that, and they keeping that on hush hush. Yeah, it's deep.
McKinley, thank you for the super chat. Malcolm, why don't you have a your tune in since sounds? His voice is better than mine, and Leslie's voice is better than his, so that's why we have them too.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like the. That's it. Thank you for the people who've been enjoying our exclusive episodes.
Yes, we appreciate it. We're gonna get right back to them.
Yes.
Shout out Joseph Judkins for the Cash App.
Coach Wayne Nerd Talk, who's your favorite voice actor of all time? The guy who played Spawn. Forget his name. The guy who played Spawn, and he's the one who played the Gargoyles. You know what I'm talking about, the black guy. You know what I'm talking about.
No.
You know what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Kevin, for the Cash App.
Somebody said he's still under contract and Fox is still paying him $20 million. Ooh, okay.
Oh well, then that's negligent on his part. He should know better than that.
No, I'm talking about the Spawn cartoon, not Michael Jai White. He's the one who played the live action one.
Oh, okay.
Keith David. That's what I'm talking about. Good job, guys. That's why I love the chat, man.
Yeah, man. Chat me on it.
Keith David. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Somebody said y'all love Murder News. Nah, I don't. Yeah, I really try to stay away. What? Murder News.
No, we stay.
I try to stay away from that stuff.
Guys,
man.
We try to bring you all of the news, a little bit of politics, a little bit of geek talk, a little bit of hip hop, a little bit of, we just cover what is out there. That's what the urban experience is really all about. We in the urban community got to deal with all of it. We got to deal with a little bit of bad news. We got to deal with some good news. We got to deal with some politics. We have to deal with it all. So we try to give you a well-rounded show. You know what I mean? If we can. I did see the Fugees at the Roots Festival.
That's probably the last time they're ever going to do that.
And I'm pretty sure it looked weird that, Proz was there. Because we'd have been like, take him to jail. Take him to jail. You know.
Yo, so there's somebody just mentioned this story. This is a story of a Prince George County mother and daughter tandem named Candace Gregg and Celia Hardy. Okay. And they apparently killed the grandmother. This is a mother and daughter. They apparently killed the grandmother and chopped her up and grilled her.
Oh. Lord.
Jesus, right?
That's extreme.
Right? Yeah.
They must have hated grandma.
Yeah, it says the grandmother, she alerted the criminal activity regarding credit card fraud. And then the mother got the teenage daughter to help cover it all up and stuff.
Oh, so the grandma was snitching.
Apparently, yes.
That they was doing credit card fraud and stuff. And so they said, grandma, the rules of the street are, the rules apply, grandma. Snitches, get stitches.
It's not funny.
And then get grilled, you know.
It's not funny.
Yeah,
somebody said, get? Yeah, yeah.
That's a little bit extreme.
That's a little bit extreme. That's
you could have just locked grandma in the room and then give her medication or something, you know. Don't do that to grandma. That's not right.
Yeah, that's sick. Any more questions before we get up out of here, guys? Somebody said, I'm going to need a small loan of $3,500 for them AfroVision glasses. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be taking I'm going to have you guys, because you came out of my nutsack.
Don't remind me.
Yes, you did. Okay? Only reason you're here is because of me. Your mother was a cocoon the seed I planted.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to have all of you guys start taking for next Father's Day. You know what I mean? Start the fun now. You put $5 a week aside.
Jesus.
There's four of y'all that you know about. I might have a few other kids. And then that'll be like $20 a week time. Yeah, I might get there in about 5 years at that rate.
But you know what's going to be crazy? What's going to be fire about those Apple glasses? They're going to come out with better ones, slimmer ones, like in the next 6 months after that.
Yeah. They're going to get you to buy those.
Yeah, you got to wait.
You got to wait. And
yeah,
then it's going to be a lot of glitches in the first
you gotta
set.
Wait.
So you never buy the first set.
Yeah.
You never buy the first sets.
Bring Noble on for Father's Day. Father's Day is Sunday. Maybe. Maybe.
We won't be on Father's
Day. No, but like maybe the show before.
Okay, maybe we'll bring the God on.
Maybe, we'll see. We need a Father's Day drop sale. We just had a Father's Day. We just had a
Sharon,
sale.
Sharon, we just had a drop sale. We just had a sale. Now. Were you trying to put us out of business, Sharon?
50%.
We just had a 50% off for 5 hours.
We just had a sale. See, everybody's trying to get us to go broke, man.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. We just now, but you're still out there getting 20% now.
You know what's crazy? This is right. This has nothing to do with anything. But we were talking about the aliens and stuff like that. Everything feels like it's happening in Bolivia. Somebody thinks they saw a chupacabra on camera going on a killing spree out in the field.
A what?
A chupacabra, like Bigfoot.
Oh, going on a killing spree.
Yeah. Huh? What is happening?
Anything is possible, man.
And all these things are actually being like reported on. You get what I mean? Like, it's not like, this person's crazy. I don't want to hear it. These things are being reported on.
Diggs, you snooze, you lose. Because we gave plenty of warning. We was like, yo, on Tuesday. We did give enough warnings. That was enough warnings.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that was enough. Is the sale going on right now? Yeah.
Father's Day drop.
Ugh. Yeah. Okay.
Do y'all sponsor MMA boxing? No. Oh, you an MMA boxer? You have some Urban X trunks on? You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Urban X on your trunks?
Yeah. We can't pay you, but you could put the logo on there.
Yeah.
And if you lose, you take the logo off. That's it. That's the deal. We're not associated with losers.
We can't sponsor.
We can't sponsor lose. Like if you get your face beat in and you standing there with the Urban X show,
how we gonna look?
They about sponsors, Urban X.
Nah, but see, here's the thing. We gotta protect our brand, so we gotta start fixing fights now. You know what I'm saying?
And it gets complicated. Yeah. I gotta go down there.
Yeah, I gotta
slip something in the drink of the other fighter.
Yeah.
He's gotta go down.
Yeah, we gotta
I gotta be in the ring with you. America's great. Yeah, then it gets real complicated. Yeah, it's too much work.
That's funny.
Somebody says it's been a minute for the Ghetto Cosby story. Those gotta come, like.
Yeah, those gotta come. I told a short one at home the other day about this girl. I really, really, I had a crush on her. Man, I would see her on the train.
Mm-hmm.
Every day coming home from school. Like, if I look, because she was always in the car right before the last.
How old are you? This is high school.
I was just high school.
Okay.
I was like 14, 15.
Okay.
And like, I would scan the train. I was real confused. There she is.
Okay.
And I would always like get in that car with her and, you know, tell my boys, yo, you know what I'm saying? And this and that. But I would never have the courage to go up and talk to her. But one day, as it would happen, you know how you get pushed into the train? And there we were, man. Face to face, man. My heart was beating. You know what I'm saying? I was like, now is my moment.
Yeah.
So I was kicking it with her, man. She was beautiful, dark skin, just glistening, just long hair. And, you know, she took a good look at me. And she looked me up and down, you know, kind of casual. As she did. And then she says, so you work construction? And so, like, at that moment... I was coming from school. And so I was stuck, man.
Oh.
And so I was like, I just got off. And you know how it is, you know. And she said, oh, okay, cool. You know, all right. I said, well, I'll see you later. And from that day, I never rode in that car again. I went to the last car and then... My feelings were hurt.
Oh, my God.
So that is a Ghetto Cosby story for you.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a true story. True story.
I was pulling for you in the story.
Man,
like, nah,
no,
I can't.
Like, it's going to be a magical moment.
Oh,
man.
My God.
Yeah. She looked me up and down and said, this dusty nigga has to be working construction. This can't be this nigga's outfit. Coming to talk to me. I roll with the punches, yes. And you know, I'm actually doing a little overtime.
Oh my God.
And, you know, I be moving bricks and shit, like real bricks.
Oh man.
That's why my sneakers and shit look like this.
Jesus Christ.
Yep, true ghetto Cosby.
That is tough. Oh man.
Story.
Somebody said, can y'all speak on Bosco versus C Mac? Crip Mac? I didn't know they fought.
Like a street fight?
Yeah, I guess so.
Bosco. Why does that name sound
Bosco 100? He won.
Oh.
Crazy Face?
That's not nice, Malcolm.
Whatever.
That's not nice to say that, man. Yeah, he do got a creative face. No. So they squared off?
I guess so. That's what's up.
All right.
And C-Mac, his stories is funny because when he tell his fight stories, if he lost, he'll tell you like,
oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I lost that one. You know what I mean?
So. Okay, well, at least they threw hands. I can respect there's still
dudes. Oh, are you talking about China Mac? Who you talking about?
Who threw hands?
Who are you talking about? You talking about China Mac? Cause China Mac.
Congratulations, my firstborn graduated high school today.
Wayne
He's
State,
going to Wayne State nice. University. Send us a pic. We'd like to put it up.
Nice.
That's what we do here. Yes. Yeah. All right, it's time to
Crip Mac. Okay, so they're gonna fight. Okay.
It's time to get out of here.
Yeah, it is time to get out of here on 55th Street. It's time to get out of here. Everybody have a great weekend.
We love you guys.
Love you guys. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Go to shopurbanx.com. Get something before Monday so we can get your stuff out before Father's Day.
Yes.
Yeah, and we'll see you guys on Monday.
Yep.
Oh, we got an exclusive coming out.
We got an exclusive over the weekend.
Over the weekend.
And a nerd talk over the weekend.
All right?
All right.
Peace.
Peace.